So as I was saying before, I got rudely interrupted by batteries dying. You're never more than one shape away from a big bar chord. If you're at the D or the G shapes, you're either right above or right below the big E-shaped bar chord, yeah? Let me say that again. If you're at the D shape, minor pentatonic, you're two frets above the big E-shaped bar chord, yeah? Did you follow that?
If I am at the C shape, you said?
No, D shape.
Okay.
Like your root is on the fourth string with finger one. We're in the key of A minor. So your root is at the fourth string, seventh fret for A minor, because that's where the A is.
Yep.
And you play that D shape minor pentatonic. You're only two frets away from that big A minor bar chord at fret five.
It's right here.
Yeah, do it, please. Similarly, any questions on that?
No.
All right. Similarly, if you're at the G shape, which spans in this key between...
Wait. So you're saying I'm two frets away from the bar chord, not two shapes away from the
you're
bar
chord. You're one shape away, two frets away.
Got it.
So if you're playing a G shape, where you start on finger three, fret five, string six, play the G shape, you're one fret away from that big A minor chord. You're just one fret behind it. Yep, and then go play that A big A minor chord. Yeah, see how that works?
Well, that's just for those three shapes, though.
I understand. So far now we've talked about four shapes in total, just to refresh your memory.
The E shape.
We talked about the E shape. We talked about the D shape and the G shape, how they hinge on it, but from above and below.
Here's the D shape.
Yep.
And here's the G shape.
Yes, and earlier, as you remember, we were back in the key of E minor. We had an A shape minor bar chord. We're going to go back to the key of E minor now.
Okay.
The bar chord is at fret 7, and it's an A shape. Looks like this. Alright, what was the shape that, the minor pentatonic shape that hinged on that chord? It was the A shape. Same as the chord. So start it on the lowest root, which is on string 5, fret 7. Four out of five shapes we've talked about so far, haven't we? And so you know what's coming next, the C shape. The C shape is just behind the A shape. If you usually start the A shape with finger one on string five. If you put finger three on string five, that's the C shape. You're one shape behind the A shape, yeah? So play that shape. This presentation might have been better on a video rather than the audio, but that's okay. And so that's what you do. You play this, improvise on the C shape, and when you need your bar chord, you just grab it right there at E minor, at the A shape, key of E minor. I'm sorry, the A minor shape, key of E minor, set it right there. Seventh fret in E minor bar chord in the A shape. No, not an E shape. Yep. So play the chord with me for, let's say, two bars. And then we're going to put finger three on the low root. So we're in the C shape for our soloing. One, two, three. So nice and easy. Now C shape. Now back to the chord. Now back to the shape. So far? And then one last thing. We have five pentatonics and two chords. Each chord has a shape within it directly and two on either side of it. That's a total of six. And why is it six, where we only have five shapes. It's like the A shape has the C shape behind it and the G shape in front of it. We didn't talk about that, but we only talked about the G shape being one behind the E shape, but it's in front of the A shape. Let's explore that for a minute. We're in the key of E minor. And the next shape up, if you were to put like one where pinky is on that bar chord, put finger one on string three, fret nine.
String three, fret nine.
Put finger one there. Put finger one on that note you just mentioned. Yep. That's one of the three roots of the G shape. Where are the other two? It's six string, 12 fret. Six string, 12 fret. Alright, let's go back to 3rd string, 9th fret. Correct, you got it. That's it. We talked about that shape, the G shape, being right behind the E shape, but we haven't talked about it being right in front of the A shape. That's all I'm doing, rounding
it
up.
Got it, yeah.
So we're going to mess around with the...
This is my Tetris piece.
Yeah, Tetris piece. We're going to do the chord. Let's give you 4 bars, because 2 bars was too much. Let's do 4 bars of the chord.
Of E?
E minor, in the A shape. Then when you go to solo, you're going to go up to the G shape. You'll be fret between frets 9 and 12 when you solo. Okay. You'll be at fret 7 when you make the chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 2 more. And here we go. Cage system practice a little bit.
Yeah.
Like the E and A shape bar chords that you already know, they can kind of anchor the whole cage system if you think of it that way, that all the shapes are gravitating. They're like two big sun planets in the caged universe and everything's revolving around them or something.
The E shape and the A shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you already know those chords.
Yeah. You know.
If you're in a different key, let's do the exercise in a different key.
Okay.
Let's do the key of, let's play D7 and G7.
D7. Now let's do the, I don't mind myself, so D7.
Actually, can we change it to F? Because I'm afraid that when you get to the bar chords, it'll be too hard to play bar chords all the way up to 10th fret. So let's do C and F. Do you know F7?
Well, I can figure it out, so if I do a bar chord, instead of playing E7, I'll play...
Yes, exactly. You took an E7 up one. Very good. Nice job.
Great.
Yep, and then C7, if you do it open, it's the same as C, you just put pinky down on string 3. So we're going to do C7 and F7. Here we go. Just get used to it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, C first. C first.
Oh, C.
2, 3. Two bars each, and switch. Like we're feeling all right. Feeling all right. Progression. Out of the 5 pentatonics without even hopefully thinking too much. Now this is a C chord in the C shape. Yeah, you agree on that? It's just, okay. So don't let me.
You made that.
It's funny. It's obvious, but that it also means that you can use your C shape minor pentatonic right there at the open position because we're in the C shape. It'd be a C.
I thought you only used the minor pentatonic with C minor.
Good question. These are dominant chords, which are bluesy, and the minor pentatonics are very commonly used on
them. It works.
Because of the bluesy. The flat 7 makes it bluesy. And then when you go to... Well, work out your... You're almost there. Work out your minor pentatonic fingering. Let's start it from the lowest root. We'll be like... One open string on the third string. Go ahead, do it. Yeah, nice. Okay? And let's mess around with that. We'll do our progression, which is 4 bars long, 2 bars of C7, 2 bars of F7, and then 4 bars of C minor pentatonic in the C shape. 1, 2, 3, 4. Automatically, that's one of them, the C shape.
Okay.
Why? Because our key was in, we were already in the C shape. The next one is your C7 bar chord at the third fret, which is like the A shape. You know that bar chord.
It's tough, but yes, I'm...
You ever do it a C7 where it would be like an A7
for
moved
C7?
Up?
C7? Like A7.
Maybe. Yeah. Good. And then for the F7, you can just do the old one you were doing. Solo, we're gonna be using the A shape minor pentatonic fingering in the key of C like this. Take a minute and work it out for yourself. No, not the major. Should sound like that.
So this is the C.
Yep. It sounded like you were playing the C major pentatonic. There you go, that's better. C7 and F7, and then, you know, trade with yourself. Nice and easy. Mm-hmm. So how does that feel?
Feels good. I mean, my thumb just got more tired than...
Your thumb
I'm getting better at that, by the way. I feel like my body's getting used to it, but it still is a little bit too much for me because I'm pressing.
It's better. All right, okay. You did start playing harder just now towards the end. This is 2 out of 3 shapes. I told you that we'll have instant access to 3 shapes.
Yep.
So far, we got instant access to the C shape and the A shape. Can you guess what the third shape is going to be that we can have access to?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
The two main bar chords are E and A shapes, and we did the open C because we were already there. We did an A-shaped bar chord. The other bar chord that's left is E. You got it. So if you go to a C7 in the E shape, you'll be at fret 8.
Okay. C7 in the E shape would be here, right?
Correct. And then your nearest F7 will be also at fret 8, but you'll make an A shape.
That's an F sharp?
It's an F7. So that's correct. So play the two chords there, and now you have, when you solo, you're going to use the E shape. How'd that feel?
Good. It's interesting. It's just another peg to build skills on.
This is good. So let's just review. We did a bunch of fretboard theory towards the end. The remaining shapes, like the in this particular case, you had C, A. The only remaining shape would be like the G shape, which is just past the C shape. I mean, just past the A shape, but just behind the E shape. And like
just
the
go down instead of up when I was on the 8th fret.
And then the D shape you could fill in as well. Now you got access to all the shapes. And so we did a bunch of fretboard theory. We did some rhythm stuff about counting on 1 and 3. We could get into more stuff about subdivisions, but for now I just had you play, you know, half notes. Like when you're doing 4 bars, let me just review that. You played like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. When you get comfortable with that, you can play quarters, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, but you're still tapping in half notes. And then when you get comfortable with that, you can add some eighth notes, like 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then that's 4 bars, like you can, all those subdivisions.
Yeah.
Just start, keep it simple and do half notes, 2 beats each, quarter notes, 1 beat each, eighth notes, half a beat each. And you can easily keep the structure in your head. And then, last but not least, wherever you are on the neck, you can play the different bar chords. It's a wonderful thing to learn to play chords and lines. And we talked about managing the volume. All sorts of stuff came up today. This is why I recorded it, so you can listen back.
Awesome.